During visits to the lower 48, Alaskans may have caught a ride in an Uber or Lyft car. Now people around the state can use the ride-hailing companies at home. This month, Alaska became the last state to make way for the transportation apps. In small towns where taxi service has struggled to survive, the companies could fill a need. KHNS's Emily Files has more from Haines.
It's a 16-foot dark blue Super Duty F-350.
If you're catching an Uber in New York or L.A., you might expect a sleek black sedan. But Haines resident and aspiring Uber driver Alex Stock has a Ford Super Duty truck.
It's Alaska. What do you expect, you know? That's the greatest part about it.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker gave ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft the green light to operate in the state earlier this month. He signed into law House Bill 132, which permits transportation network companies in the state. Uber did operate in Alaska for a short time a few years ago, but it shut down after a dispute over labor rules. Uber and Lyft services are based on a smartphone app that connects passengers and drivers. Drivers are considered independent contractors, and they use their own cars. For now, Lyft is only in Juneau, Anchorage, and Fairbanks, but Uber says it should be available wherever there are interested drivers.
I'm going to sign up and see how it goes. You know, I mean, I think it's a good way to supplement my income.
Stock runs a scooter rental business that caters to cruise ship tourists. He's getting involved in Uber for the same reason he started the scooter business. Haines has no taxi service or public transportation.
That was probably the biggest concern I started hearing from tourists. I said, well, you can rent a scooter from me, you know. Other than that, I don't really have an answer for you. Now this seems to be the answer.
If Uber would be able to provide the same level of service that a taxi cab company could provide or better, then I certainly would encourage the community to go that route.
Deborah Schnabel is Haines-Boro manager. She says taxi companies haven't lasted here because of the high cost of insurance required for commercial vehicles under borough code. But it doesn't look like Uber drivers will have that burden.
The authority to regulate transportation network companies and transportation network drivers is reserved to the state.
That's Schnabel reading from HB 132. The law essentially disallows local governments from imposing regulations on ride-sharing companies. Municipalities can levy a sales tax, but if they want to go beyond that, the law requires a public vote. Alaska Municipal League Director Kathy Wasserman is frustrated by the lack of local control.
The legislature, for whatever reason, promised an out-of-state company that, oh yeah, if you don't want regulation in order to come to our state, okay, we'll exempt you. Well, I mean, what does that say to every other business in this state? I mean, that just seems crazy.
The city of Juneau was also opposed to the bill's limited options for local regulation. But there are still some restrictions. Not just anyone can drive for Uber or Lyft. Prospective drivers must pass a federal background check, which screens for driving and criminal history. They have to be 21 or over. And cars cannot be more than 12 years old, and they must undergo an inspection. Soon-to-be Uber driver Stock is still waiting on the background check. He downloaded the vehicle inspection form, which he'll take to a local mechanic. He hopes to be driving for Uber by the end of the week.
So do you have any plans of how to be the five-star Uber driver? Are you going to carry mints? Are you going to play some atmospheric music?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I think the people will just be happy to get out to their destination, and I will do it in a calm and courteous manner. And maybe, you know, wash the truck. I think that's probably the best idea. Yeah.
I'm Emily Files, reporting from Haines.